This is Crucial Tech, a podcast about technology that affects all of us in a format that allows you to consume it in the time it takes to go to and from the grocery store. I'm your host, Lou Covey, and I probably know more about it than you do. And if I don't, I know someone who does. But first, welcome back to Crucial Tech. I'm your host, Lou Covey, and today we're going to be talking about some things that you may not necessarily think about, but that are going on, and while they may not seem interconnected, they actually are. So let's talk about this article that I've produced over on Cyber Protection Magazine about the vulnerabilities of online games. In this particular situation, I'm focusing primarily on an organization called Roblox, which is a massive multiplayer online game, or MMO game, where lots of people are going into this cloud server-based game, and they're creating entire environments. It's sort of something along the lines of the metaverse, which we've all heard about, and there's another point of this whole thing. But these games have been under attack by hackers for some time. In fact, that's part of the fun of the game, is being able to create your own rules, which is all can be fun for some people, but it's also a target of people that are not the kind of people you'd like your children to hang out with. And I'm specifically thinking about pedophiles. And the problem is that most kids don't understand the concept of zero trust. They get into these games for the community. They meet new people. They make friends with it within this community, which is what the metaverse is all supposed to be about. But there are very few controls that actually protect those children. And in fact, what these children end up doing is bypassing whatever protections there actually happen to be. And that's bad for the kids. But the thing is, it's also bad for everyone, for government, for business. Because what's happening, and there's one particular company called Gravity. It's based out of South Korea. And they have a game. It's an MMO game. It's all about swords and sorcery and fighting and stuff like this. But the Chinese government-sponsored hackers have been infiltrating this game and uploading malware. And apparently it happens in almost every game that I've looked at. I've been going through all the stories going back several years. And once or twice a year, one of these games gets hacked. And it's not good. It ruins the game for people, for some people, because it gives people an unfair advantage over others, which is one of the reasons I end up quitting these games quite often. But at the same time, they can take these modules or models, which they call mods, and they can backdoor malware into them. That and kids will play these games on their home computers, which may be tied into the home network, which the parents use to work from home, which in turn can allow that malware to be uploaded to the company or government servers. And that's called a lateral attack. Now, it just so happens that there was this conference, the RSA conference that I went to, and there were literally dozens of companies that wanted to talk to me, and I wasn't able to do it. One of those companies was a company called Remediant. And what Remediant does is provide protection against lateral attacks. In other words, those times where people who should have had access to a network access the network and without their knowledge had malware from a device that they were carrying that moved into the network and sat there lurking. And there have been reports in the past week about how hackers are lurking on corporate and government networks, just waiting for the opportunity to release their malware, So they're looking around the networks, they're finding the most vulnerable parts, and they're using that to instantiate ransomware and to steal secrets and to review data. In fact, there was just a report this morning about how hackers had been able to exfiltrate the personal records of 1 billion people in Shanghai. So that's not good. So this is going on all over the place. And so this company, Remediant, contacted me and said, "Do you want to talk about lateral movement?" And at first I said, "Well, I got to put them off for a while because I've got so many people in front of them." But then I had this story about the games and suddenly realized lateral movement is a big deal. So we've brought in the CEO, Raj Dojewala. And Raj, let's let me start with this question. Okay, you've got all these kids playing games, and they're doing it on their dad's computer or their mom's iPad or all these different options of where they can play these games. And these games are getting infected with malware. Is that a problem?
Well, clearly, Lou, as you can see, so first of all, thanks for the opportunity to talk to you today. No, I think absolutely it is the case today that attackers first want to get a toehold into any environment, whether it's somebody's sort of Roblox account, one person's Roblox account, or it could be in a large enterprise, a particular system that got compromised, right? It could be somebody in logistics, it could be an administrator, it could be the CEO of the company, doesn't matter. But they basically want to first get a toehold into the organization. And once they do, they look for different vulnerabilities in their environment, in that particular individual environment. So in the case of multiplayer games, you can create mods that can be programmed in the manner that even the developers may not have anticipated. And therefore, now you can start making changes or doing things that are not controlled or cannot be constrained or controlled, right? So the whole idea behind these attacks is that you get a toehold, then you look around and try and see what I can do here in order to create the larger damage. How can I either steal data? How can I do, bad things like uploading pornographic images, etc.? Look at it this way. Like, I mean, if you think about stealing the Mona Lisa and you've never been to the Louvre before, you're going to get in somewhere through some door. You're going to try and understand what the environment is, where the guards are, where the security is, and so on, so that I can get to the point where I can actually make it happen. So no attack starts by just being in one place. It has to move around. It has to move laterally in order to then conduct the its sort of bad deed, if you will.
Okay. So, what do people need to be concerned about? I mean, should the gaming companies themselves be adopting technology like your own, or should it be distributed amongst the individuals? Should it be part of the game itself that you download? Where does this stuff start?
I think for sure it is the absolute responsibility of the gaming company to make sure that their system and their users are protected, right? So no matter what, I can create a weak password, right? And my weak password could get compromised and somebody could get into my Roblox account, but that doesn't give them the ability to create massive amounts of damage in that environment, right? They have to contain that within that particular sandbox, if you will, within that account, right? So the idea here is that if I am going to compromise a single account, the damage has to be limited. So it is up to the developers, the designers, the owners of these software that needs to protect their users and their systems from these kinds of attacks. And
Well,
this,
here's something interesting because I have talked to Roblox about that, and I've got a very long email of multiple corporate speak about how they are dedicated to protecting their users. And what they say is we encourage users to use multi-factor authentication to have strong passwords to monitor their systems.
So the
And so
password
and
system.
so the thing is that even though Roblox says we encourage people to do that, we know full well these people aren't doing it.
That's right. Well, and even if they do it, look, that is the whole concept about identity, right?
Right.
The whole concept about identity is that even, so I have an identity, I can, so multi-factor authentication and all of that are simply controls in order to leverage my identity in a particular system.
Right.
Right. If I'm Raj and I have an account in Roblox, you can put five different methods of me log, but once I'm in, can I do damage? You should always assume that identity, the accounts are compromised. If you don't have that mindset that the accounts are already compromised, now what can I protect? You're already behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, look at it. You look at all these breaches that happened. Million accounts got compromised. You know, Roblox was attacked recently too, if I remember, right?
Yeah, and back in May. So
how can they say that you can do multi-factor, et cetera? It doesn't matter because one, identities are always compromised, meaning that accounts are all, I shouldn't say identities, accounts are always compromised. You should assume that. The passwords are available on the dark web. Multi-factor can be bypassed, as we know from many other cases as well. But the second most important thing is that there is implicit trust granted to every identity. So think about it this way. If my account is compromised, and maybe I'll bring it to the enterprise world because it may be easier to understand that, and we'll bring it back to like a gaming environment. If I am administering a server in an organization, right? I log in onto that server in order to update it or do whatever, install a database or whatever the case might be, right? That particular server and there are and all other servers around it are implicitly trust me. So I can connect from that server to every one of these other servers surrounding this particular one, and nobody's going to ask me for my password, let alone my multi-factor authentication. Once I'm in, there is implicit trust that is granted to that identity by all of the systems where I have an account, right? So now if you come back to this gaming world, if I my account is compromised and there is implicit trust in there that, look, whatever this person does in that account is good because they've logged in through MFA. They can upload whatever crap they want. They can change, you know, they can do all the, you know, normal things that a user is allowed to do, but they can also do bad things like load pornographic images. Shouldn't there be a check that whatever you upload needs to go through some sort of a moderate, you know, a moderator to know that this is legit type of content? If you're uploading, that's a very dangerous thing, right? I could be uploading malware. I could be uploading pornographic content. I could be uploading a lot of different things. Somebody needs to put some kind of checks and balances on that.
Yeah. So tell me, how does Remediant fix that sort of problem?
Yeah. So one of the things we say is that you always assume, like I said, that accounts are compromised, right? And the fact that in order for an attacker to do any kind of damage, they have to move laterally. They have to look around in their environment and see what damage they can do, because any single account or a system has limited scope, right? Just like that database example I gave, somebody logs into the database server. Once you're logged in, I can access hundreds of other systems around it. So our mission is take away all the accounts, right? And then you provision them just in time. So the idea is that with just in time access, you are limiting the amount of lateral movement that can occur, because I am just in time logged into a system A. I can't log into system B because I don't have that implicit trust. So we're doing two things. We're removing implicit trust between systems, making it explicit, and they're providing just in time access so the window of an attack becomes narrow.
So how would that affect the gameplay itself? If they had your system in place, how would that affect gameplay?
I think the gameplay would affect primarily from the point of view that with, first of all, if you remove that implicit trust, right? Mm-hmm. How can you, when somebody's uploading, do you require them to re-log in, right? We don't know if MFA and all of that was compromised, but oftentimes simply having a second set of credentials, for example, in order to upload files or something more, a stricter ability, right? And then once you have it there, how do you prevent that content from being available to all of them? So you need to, there are two issues, right? One is around identity, one is around data, and both of them need that ability to make sure that you can just move around or have this go from one system to another without any checks and balances.
Okay.
So now, I think the software needs to have greater control on where this is coming from and what the content is before it can decide to publish it or move or provide it to the rest of the community, for example.
Okay. Is Remediant a hardware or a software solution?
We're a software solution.
Okay. And do you have any gaming companies that are using your technology?
We don't have any gaming companies, but we have similar to gaming companies that use it in terms of their developers and so on. So we are looking at the problem more from the inside than from the consumer. So within the gaming company, there are developers that have all kinds of different rights in how they can upgrade systems, how they can manage user accounts, what kind of access they need in order to control their own infrastructure, and we provide protection on that side.
So in other words, what you would do is a hacker could be, take over some kid's account and start uploading stuff, but your technology would allow the company to actually catch that before it spread too far. It would mitigate the damage.
Actually, not quite. It's actually the other way. So we don't address the consumer phase. Let's take the other example, that there is a developer at the company, a game developer, and his or her account got compromised.
Okay.
And now with that, they're coming in and changing the code that allows them to do other things with the gaming platform.
Okay.
Right? So we stop that level. We're not at the consumer facing level.
Okay.
But the same scenario that you described could happen on the other side, right? That a gaming developer's account could get compromised. And once it is, the hackers can get in there, which I think is what probably happened at Roblox when they had a breach. Now they can steal customer accounts and publish them on the dark web. So this particular 9-year-old's account is already out there. They can change the code. They can make the game behave differently or add pornographic elements to the game or whatever the case might be. So it's more protecting the organization from these kinds of attacks than actually individual consumers.
Okay. What kind of companies do you normally target for your customer base? Are they large enterprises or small to medium?
Small to medium as well, because small and medium companies are the supply chain to the larger companies. So if they are vulnerable and they're less security conscious or don't have a good security posture, they could be the vector to get into the larger company. So our customers are across the board, small,
okay.
Large, small, mid, large.
What's the percent, the balance? More SMEs or more large?
I would say that we're about 40% large, 60% SMEs.
Okay. And what's the average cost?
Our product goes anywhere from $50,000 up to, it depends upon the size of the organization. So our product is based on size, but it's anywhere from $50,000 and above.
All right. Well, I was actually really expecting you to tell me that you couldn't give me that number. You're one of the first people that actually said that. Very good. Thank you very much. So thanks to Raj for that interview. That was really informative and a little bit depressing, because essentially it means that you cannot trust a gaming company to protect you or your children online. It's really up to you until these companies actually decide to invest in proper security I will admit there is nothing available that can absolutely make you safe, but there are investments that can be made that can make us safer. But since it is on the user, let me sum up with a few things that what we should probably be doing to keep our children safe and to protect our own data and protect our companies and our government. Number one, use multi-factor authentication whenever possible. Yes, it has its drawbacks, and it may not be even effective for a lot of things, but it will make it a little bit more difficult for people to hack into your systems. And we've talked about this before. The more difficult you make it, the more likely it is that they will leave you alone. Along that lines, start using a password manager. Don't reuse passwords. A password manager will create a password. And yes, sometimes that can be really difficult because you cannot memorize these things. But the fact of the matter is that you can always use that password manager to redo a password if you don't remember it. It takes a little bit more time and it's annoying, but it's something that you can do to protect people. Number three, don't let your kids play games on your devices, especially those that you might be taking to work, because that's a way to let the bad guys in past your firewall. If at all possible, have a separate desktop computer that's air-gapped from your home network to prevent lateral incursions by this malware. Research the gaming platform for breaches on a regular basis. All you have to do is just type in the words game breach, okay, and you will find all kinds of news about this stuff. And if a gaming platform has been breached, you might want to check to see that you've updated your security on that. And finally, and this is the most important thing, one of the fun things about social media and social gaming is that you meet new people. And when you're an adult, you might have the ability to make those decisions as to whether or not you should talk to those people or not. But the fact of the matter is that what we were taught by our parents and our grandparents before that, you don't talk to strangers. And that even means online. So teach your children to embrace the concept of zero trust. Don't talk with strangers online, or especially don't download anything from someone you don't know. And tell your kids that before they download something that they need to ask your permission first. In fact, that's something gaming companies should put in there. If they've got children playing a game, they should get parental permission to do anything. And that should be part of the game itself. So that's it for this week at Crucial Tech. I hope it's not too depressing for you, but let's stay safe out there. And if you have any questions or concerns, you can contact me through the magazine at cyberprotection-magazine.com, or you can go to anchor.fm/crucialtech and you can leave a 1-minute audio question or comment, and you may end up being part of another show down the line. Stay tuned. We've got things coming up in ways that you can support us, and new information is coming through. There's lots of stuff happening in security, lots of stuff happening in tech, and it's all intertwined. So stay listening. This has been Crucial Tech with Lou Covey, a Footwasher Media production. Thanks for listening.